Hello and welcome to J-Talk Short Corner, the mini-pod that covers all things J3 of the J-League. I'm your host, Mike Innes, and in this packed episode, I'll be looking back on the midweek Lavan Cup ties and the mixed bag of weekend league and cup matches, as well as previewing a further set of midweek Lavan Cup ties and the J3 Round 11 matches coming up this weekend. On Wednesday, the 17th of April, there were 8 ties in the Lavan Cup second round that featured J3 teams, and all 8 ended in defeat for the representative of Japan's third tier. Against Avispa Fukuoka, Matsumoto Yamaga came closest to a win, going ahead when Yusuke Kikui's free kick was deflected in by Fukuoka's Kimiya Moriyama. Avispa drew level and the tie went to a shootout, Kosuke Yamamoto having his decisive kick saved. Final score, Matsumoto 1, Fukuoka 1. Avispa win 4-2 on penalties. Vanrare Hachinohe and FC Imabari both went to extra time. Hachinohe led against Kashima Antlers, Sosuke Shibata poking it in after Shoma Otoizumi's shot was saved. Kashima equalised late in the 90, subsequently having a player sent off and netting a winner. Final score, Hachinohe 1, Kashima 2 after extra time. And Ryota Ichihara headed in Kenshin Yuba's corner to give the impressive Imabari a 4th-minute lead against Vissel Kobe. The Tao City men's advantage lasted until just before the break, while the tie's decisive moment was a Kobe penalty during the added 30 minutes. Final score, Imabari 1, Kobe 2 after extra time. Against FC Machida Zelvia, Giravants Kitakyushu went one down early in the second half, quickly drew level when Takumi Wakaya drove in a loose ball from 15 yards, conceded again 10 minutes from the end. Final score, Kitakyushu 1, Machida 2. Very much a second string, Iwate Gruja Morioka side gave a respectable account of themselves against current J1 leaders Cerezo Osaka, whose solitary goal came midway through the second half, moments after they'd made a quadruple substitution. Final score, Iwate 0, Cerezo 1. Azul Claro Numazu conceded early to Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo, equalised on 54 minutes with Mikhail Akatsuka's first pro goal, a composed finish from Kotaru Tokunaga's through pass, only for Consadole to respond immediately with 2 further goals. Final score, Numazu 1, Sapporo 3. Omiya Ardija's Jakub Svierchok, Jin Izumi Sawa and Takamitsu Tomiyama all played for the first time this season after injury, but despite their efforts, Omiya lost for the first time, Nagoya Grampus scoring just before the break, then with a penalty early in the second period. Final score, Omiya 0, Nagoya 2. The only J3 team to get a bit of a thumping were YSCC Yokohama, 2-0 down at the break to FC Tokyo, who went on to add another on the hour and a 4th in injury time. Final score, YSCC 0, Tokyo 4. J-Talk Extra Time. Then on Saturday the 20th in J3 Round 9, under fire, Matsumoto Yamaga coach Masahiro Shimoda saw his team pull off a much-needed, if very narrow, win at home to Kamatamari Sanuki. A quiet first half here, Sanuki's Shota Kawanishi going close with 2 half chances. Matsumoto then taking the lead 7 minutes after the restart. A rare-headed goal from Yusuke Kikui left free after Daiki Higuchi had nodded Kazuaki Mawatari's high ball back across the face of goal. Kamatamari are getting a lot of practice when it comes to chasing the game, and they pulled level with 21 minutes left. Shunji Takemura touching off a loose ball to Taiga Mayakawa, whose shot deflected off Kosuke Yamamoto and in. Mayakawa had a great chance to put his team in front, but this time his shot was blocked by homekeeper Issei Oichi. And Yamaga stole the points in the 81st minute, beneficiaries of a second own goal in 4 days, and one with some controversy about it, as Leo Yasunaga seemed to run the ball out of play before sending in a low cross that visiting defender Kei Munechika sliced into the roof of his own net. Final score, Matsumoto 2, Sanuki 1. By no means a convincing performance from Shimoda's side, but however temporarily, the points relieve the pressure. Atsushi Yoneyama's Kamatamari yet again battle well, play some decent football, but end up with nothing. In J3 Round 3, all the action was in the first half as Iwate Gurugia Morioka faced off against FC Ryukyu Okinawa. Ryukyu going in front in the 9th minute when teenager Yushin Koki converted Hiroki Fujiharu's cross. The visitors had half chances to extend their lead, but Iwate tied the game up 11 minutes before the break, Toi Kagami floating it into the box for veteran striker Ken Tokura. His header was parried by visiting keeper John Higashi, but between them, Higashi and defender Yuri Mori made a terrible mess of dealing with the loose ball, enabling Tokura, lying on the ground and clearly thinking about feigning injury, to flick it over the line. Were Okinawa an independent country, this would have been a national embarrassment. Final score, Iwate 1, Ryukyu 1. Far from impressive, Gurugia nevertheless scramble away from the foot of the table to 15th. Ryukyu sneak into the top 6 for the first time this season. Against Momoyama Gakuin University in the semi-final of their prefectural tournament to qualify for the Emperor's Cup, FC Osaka, in effect, became the first J-League team to be eliminated from this year's competition, despite rookie Ryota Sawazaki scoring twice. Final score, Osaka 2, Momoyama Gakuin University 3. Naoto Otake's promotion-chasing squad now get the opportunity to concentrate on the league. J-Talk Extra Time. On Sunday the 21st in J3 Round 3, Omiya Ardija extended their unbeaten start to the season to 10 games with a win at Fukushima United. Omiya almost went in front early in the second half, Toya Izumi sending in a cross and Toshiki Ishikawa directing the header, only for homekeeper Kenshin Yoshimaru to dive and tip it onto the post. At the other end, Kota Mori had a couple of near misses, but Ardija it was who opened the scoring with 14 minutes left. Jin Izumisawa setting up a header for Riki Urakami, saved by Yoshimaru, only for Leon Ichihara to scramble the loose ball over the line. Fukushima almost drew level immediately, but Hiroki Higuchi's flick was cleared off the line by Katsuya Nakano. And from there, Omiya made it 2-0 on the counter, Jakub Svierchok's long ball freeing up Izumisawa, whose shot looped off defender Yuto Matsunagane and in. The hosts then pulled one back via Kazuki Dohana's header from a Takeaki Hanigaya corner kick, but the visitors saw out the closing minutes. Final score, Fukushima 1, Omiya 2. 2 points from the last 7 games now for Fukushima. They're down in 18th. Ardija continue to win or at least avoid defeat without blowing the opposition away. Further north, Vanarade Hachinohe against Giravants Kitakyushu constituted a meeting between the two lowest scoring teams in the division, which ended somewhat inevitably in a goalless draw. It was the home side who came closer to scoring in the second half. Aoi Sato's spectacular improvised overhead kick and a low angled shot from Oriola Sunday, both narrowly missing the target, with Giravants keeper Yuya Tanaka beaten. Final score, Hachinohe 0, Kitakyushu 0. Vanarade now winless in 7, although the point sees them move off the bottom of the table. Giravants are safe enough in mid-table, although, fun fact, none of their league games this season have involved more than 2 goals. Meanwhile, in their prefectural final, What amounted to Gianni Totti's reserves let a two-goal lead slip, but eventually overcame Yonago Genki SC of the Chugoku League. Gianni's ex-Fagiano Okayama forward Shunosuke Matsuki netting his first pro hat-trick. Final score, Totti 3, Yonago Genki 2. Gianni will meet another Chugoku League team, FC Baleen Shimonoseki, in the Emperor's Cup first round proper. On to the three prefectural semi-finals. AC Nagano Parseiro negotiated their way past Hokushinetsu League opposition in the shape of Artista Asama, Rei Kihara, Kyoji Kutsuna and Hinata Konishi contributing the goals for Parseiro. Final score, Nagano 3, Asama 1, meaning that Riki Takagi's team will be able to have another crack at deadly rivals Matsumoto Yamaga in the prefectural final. Mixed results for the pair of J3 teams taking part in the Kanagawa prefectural semi-finals. Yuji Senema's header and a hooked shot from Keisuke Ito meant that SC Sagamihara overcame Kanto League outfit Toho Titanium. Final score, Sagamihara 2, Toho Titanium 0. But despite taking the lead with a goal from Ryohei Wakizaka, his first of the season, YSCC Yokohama were beaten by city neighbours Toin University Yokohama. Final score, YSCC 1, Toin University Yokohama 3. The students will therefore provide the opposition for Kazuyuki Toda's Sagamihara in the prefectural final. Jumping back to the league now to run through the top and bottom of the standings after the weekend's games in hand. The top six are Omiya with 24 points, Numazu and Imabari both with 20, then it's Osaka 19, Gifu 18, Ryukyu 16. And down at the other end of the table, the bottom six are Iwate with 9 points, Nara, Miyazaki and Fukushima all with 8, Hachinohe 7, and bottom of the table with 6, Sanuki. Just time now for a quick look ahead to J3 clubs' involvement in the Lavan Cup second round ties this midweek, and then over the weekend it's J3 round 11. On Wednesday the 24th of April, there are 5 ties in the Lavan Cup that feature J3 teams. Ryukyu against Gamba Osaka, Toyama against Shimizu S-Pulse, Nagano against Kyoto Sanga, Tottori against Urawa Reds, and Nara against Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Then on Saturday the 27th, there are 4 games in J3 round 11. Not much doubting the match of the round, 3rd against 1st, Imabari against Omiya. Sagamihara head down to Miyazaki. In mid-table, it's Nagano against Kyushu. And YSCC play host to Nara. That means 6 games on Sunday the 28th. 4th against 2nd is the highlight here. That's Osaka against Numazu. Gifu head to the Gogo Curry Stadium for a mouthwatering clash with Kanazawa. Ryukyu make the trip to coach Kim Jong-song's previous club, Tottori. Every game's a big game for Matsumoto, and here they face off at home to Toyama. And 2 crucial fixtures at the foot of the table. Fukushima against Iwate, Sanuki against Hachinohe. With all the week's business seen to then, that's it for this mini-pod. All that remains is for me to say, thanks for listening, enjoy your football, and see you next time. Bye for now.